您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 The TV drama Saga of 武则天 was previously pulled off air after female characters appeared on screen showing cleavage. Now it returns to the screen, though this time all the scenes with obvious cleavage were re-edited, leaving only the actresses' heads.
近日由范冰冰主演的热播电视剧《武媚娘传奇》在被叫停四天之后复播，剧中的武媚娘等女性的胸部镜头全部被剪，网友戏称电视剧变成了武大头传奇。
Well, first of all, do you think that this is the reason? Is this the reason that the show got pulled off and then got on? Is it because of the cleavage thing?
Well, I can only speculate here, but I would come to the conclusion that this is probably at least a partial reason, if not the main reason, why this show disappeared on screen for only 4 days, rather abruptly. And I think it's, when you look at the new version, the only real change is that there are major close-ups in like every scene, and you don't see the actors
below the chin.
Below the neck and above the eyebrows, it's very difficult to see the beautiful hair ornaments and anything above that.
Yeah, no, it's,
so it's just focused on the face and nothing else.
Well, I think it's for me, it's interesting because I never heard of this story. I mean, I don't really pay attention to TV and movies, Chinese or otherwise. And so for me, it's interesting because I got a chance to actually watch the first episode last night. And first of all, my initial impression is that it's a horrible TV show. And I would not recommend it to anyone. It just seems like yet another silly soap opera, melodramatic piece of tripe. So I think that first of all, there is that. But at the same time, you know, we shouldn't necessarily expect anything more at this point. But for someone who had no experience...of the TV show before it was pulled and then re-edited, I couldn't really tell that much of a difference. It just seemed like some of the shots, yes, they were a little odd. There was some cuts, whereas there may have been panning shots and things like that. The framing was off sometimes, but in general, I found there was, like, I didn't feel like there was much taken away, but that could have partly because it was just bad to begin with.
Yeah. But I don't think it's that bad to begin with. Maybe there is a debate whether the story is told in favorable way or not, or whether it's interesting or not. But when you look at the production, they've invested a lot of money
into it.
And I think, and you've got major stars such as Fan Bingbing in it. And
I do want to say that. I think that in general, the production value is much higher. They've obviously invested a lot more money into the technology. So, you know, in terms of the recording itself, but also the post-production. They've done a lot of work in post-production outside of the whole cleavage issue, I think. I was disappointed, however, to see that the voices were still dubbed. With that high production value, there shouldn't be all that dubbed. But in general, the acting was okay, but the story doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, there are a lot of reasons why, like this. Well, there were some official reasons given out whether this is the reason why this re-editing happened. So there was the technical reasons, and also there's the quota argument that because the TV station was already carrying. Airing too many period pieces, but I think those reasons, when you weigh that against, you know, all those cleavage scenes, which might seem a little bit strange to Chinese people, because I think in our culture, even today, for a female to show cleavage in public is still considered a bit uncouth or maybe just going too far. Whereas in like Western cultures, I think showing cleavage isn't really that big a deal. You'll see that in office environments when people are wearing suits and, you know, very official office wear. And it's not really that big of a deal. So I think there's quite a difference there.
Yeah, cleavage is a bit more normal. I will give you that. But it is strange. I mean, you know, the whole whether or not it was about the cleavage at all. Yes, I mean, it seems pretty obvious for after the edits. But at the same time, I mean, you know, this type of cleavage has been in TV shows on Chinese television before. It's been in famous movies, and there hasn't been that much of an issue. I think that you know, the fact that it was on Hunan satellite television is telling. They're always the ones that are pushing the limits a little bit. Pushing the envelope in terms of what is allowed in a sense. And so, you know, I'm not surprised to see that this is that it's them getting in trouble in a sense for whatever it might have been.
Yeah, or maybe purely because there are too many episodes with it and somebody couldn't stand too many episodes of cleavage on TV.
And also it's like the really popular show right now, and with Fan Bingbing's star power, I think it has drawn actually more people to watch it now because of all this fuss about the re-editing.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's actually a very good point. I don't think I would have heard of it had it not been cut and then re-aired.
Mm. Also, do you think that there is ultimately a way to solve this problem which seemed to always bother authorities, that is appropriateness?
Well, there's always the argument that we should protect the minors, but if we have a rating system in movies and in TV series, I think it would solve the problem.